With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem says a new executive order bans government-issued COVID-19 vaccine passports. The passports provide documentation for people looking to enter venues or travel internationally. Noem says the idea is un-American and would limit personal freedoms. South Dakota joins a handful of states, including Texas and Florida, that prohibit state agencies from mandating proof of vaccinations. More than half of South Dakotans have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Congressman Dusty Johnson wants to remove more damaged timber from national forests after wildfires. The South Dakota Republican is addressing the issue with new legislation. The bill requires the Forest Service to make damaged trees available for logging within 60 days after a fire. The bill also relaxes environmental reviews for logging hazardous trees within 200 feet of a road, and it makes lawsuits less likely to stop either activity.
This is something that is, I think, going to be very important to the Black Hills as well as all national forests. This streamlines the ability of the timber industry and the Forest Service to get dead timber out of the forest.
Johnson acknowledges the bill lacks Democratic support. Scientists say there are reasons to leave some dead timber in the forest. The organic material feeds the soil as it breaks down, while some birds and animals make their homes in dead trees. The state's largest community is looking to change by upgrading its parks over the next year. The Sioux Falls Parks and Recreation Director spoke with area business leaders searching for their support. SDPB's Jordan Henderson reports.
2020 was a rough year for Parks and Rec Department in Sioux Falls. Director Don Kearney says they had to make changes on the fly just to keep the parks clean.
We work all winter long gearing up for the summer season, only to have the plug pulled, essentially. Obviously, we don't have seasonal employees. You don't have pools open. That changes things a lot. And so we brought in people from the parking division. We brought in people from libraries because libraries are closed, put them on mowers, string trimmers. We had all kinds of people working everywhere across our park system.
Kearney says those plans include a $4 million park with an ice ribbon and an all-inclusive playground, along with the Downtown River Greenway Phase 3, a redesign of Falls Park, and many more. The Jacobson Plaza at Falls Park will include an ice ribbon for ice skating and an all-inclusive playground thanks to a donation from business owners Gary and Diane Jacobson. The Downtown River Greenway is a riverwalk-like trail that runs between Falls Park and Fowick Park on both sides of the river running through the downtown area. The greenway will be part of the Sioux Steel Development Area. A competition for the redesign is currently underway, according to Kearney. Six different firms across the country have submitted proposals for a redesign of Falls Park. Kearney says the infrastructure has been outgrown and a change is needed in order to keep the park for years to come. Kearney asked for the community to help by spreading the word and supporting the Parks and Rec Department any way they can.
The things we're trying to do is tell our story, and that means you helping us to tell our story. Hopefully you've gotten some good information, but also get involved. You know, there are lots of groups out there that we partner with that help support parks and recreation.
Other improvements include the Cherry Creek Trail leading to the bike path, Haywood Park remodeling, a lion exhibit at the Great Plains Zoo, a new ski lift at Great Bear, and a new clubhouse at the Elmwood Golf Course. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jordan Henderson.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.